I got 7 minutes to tell you something that happened the day before yesterday. To get out on time. July the 3rd. I was over here sitting in the center, over here, shopping center, right out from us here. I've been in Pig Alley in Rome, in France. And I've been in New York City, Los Angeles. But the filthiest bunch of women I ever seen in my life is Jeffersonville, Indiana. I never seen so much gum and filth in my life as I see amongst them people. I sat there to my heart ache, and the Lord had gave me a vision. Now I'm going to tell the vision. I don't know what I can interpret it, but I'm going to tell the vision for my first time. I fell into a trance. And when I did, there was somebody with me. I didn't see the person. It was just a voice. And I looked, and as I looked this way, he said, the bride will come in view for preview. And I looked coming to me, and I seen the most prettiest bunch of clean dressed women I ever seen in my life. But each one of them looked like was dressed different. They all had long hair, and they were longer sleeves and skirts and so forth. Young women. They looked kind of, I'd say, about maybe 20. Now, I have the Bible open here before me. I can only say what I see. If you say, what are you looking at? I'm looking at a clock. What are you looking for? I'm looking for people. Looking at people. What are you looking at? I'm looking at the Bible. That's why I'm telling the truth. That's what I see. And I can only say what I see. I don't know what it all about it. I just have to tell you. But when this bride, she was looking right at the one was talking to me, and I standing together, her eyes. She was the cleanest, sweetest looking people I ever seen in my life. It looked like it could have been a dozen or more. Just I don't know how many was abreast, but there's just a group of them. And she passed by sweetly with her air and her eyes up watching as she passed by. Oh, she was beautiful. I looked at her as she passed by. He said, now we shall review. Said, that's the bride. Now we will review the churches. And they come. I noticed them coming up. And when they come up, each one looked like got worse. I never seen such a filthy bunch in my life. And when he said next, I heard a noise. And it said next, said, here comes the American group. Now, I am an American. But this made me sick. I am not eloquent enough to, in a mixed audience, to say what was taking place. And you'll have to read between the lines. But when the women were coming, the leader of them was a witch. She had a great long nose and a great big mouth, and all of them was dressed with some kind of lower clothes down here, but the top just had a strap, just a little, about a half-inch strap that moved up and went around them like this. And each woman had something on her order. Many of you, years ago, you used to remember when we used to cut that paper, you know, newspaper, and make an old fly bush. How many remembers it? You know, well, I think they used it in carnivals, you know, hanging down like that fringe paper, lace paper. They had something holding below them like this, holding below them. All of this part was exposed, and each one had hair cut up real short and frizzy-looking things all over it like that, real short-cut hair, and full of makeup. Absolutely nothing but looked like street prostitutes. And they were walking with this paper, and the vulgarity. Now, the paper was what was holding in front of them. But when they passed the review stand in the back of them, and to see the way they were going on, in their foremost, in their back part, and how they were acting, I said, is that the church? And there she went. And they were singing this here twisting roll songs, you know, what you call, going down, singing, going behind. I said, is that the church? And I was standing there, and in my heart I was crying. And this witch, to my notion, it's nothing else in the world, but she's that World Council of Churches leading them right straight down the road where she was going. They went off to the left and disappeared in chaos, still beating this music and making real funny sounds and shaking their bodies one side and then the other side and then like that, like that, walking. And I just started to bow my head, and he said, wait, the bride must come again. And I looked, and here they come again. And they passed by, sweet-looking little ladies, that's all looking right at me as they passed by. And I noticed each one was dressed different. And one in the back had kind of long hair hanging down and had it rolled around like this. Might have been German or something like that. And I watched them. And then as they started leaving, two or three of them in the back car to get out of step. And I was going to holler at them. And they was trying to get back in step again. And I seen them, just the vision just fade out and change from me. Now, here is the interpretation there. The reason, now remember, I had just got through writing, I hadn't wrote these notes yet. But in preaching this morning, I caught what it was right in my sermon. Did you notice the church only came in view? Now that's the truth, friends. The Heavenly Father who writes the Word knows that I tell the truth. I just say the truth. And not knowing it till just a few minutes ago, looked like, or just recently. See? Did you notice the bride come in view twice? The first seed and the second seed. Both of them exactly the same one. And the reason they were dressed in different parts, she'll come from all nations. It'll make up the bride. Each one had long hair, no makeup, and real pretty girls, and they were watching me. That represented the bride coming out of all nations. See? Each one represented a nation. As they marched perfectly in line with the Word. See? Each one represented a nation. As they marched perfectly in line with the Word. See? And then I have to watch her. She'll get out of step of that Word if I don't watch when she's passing by, if she gets by. Maybe it'll be my time when I'm over. See? When I'm finished. Or whatever it is. Watch. They're getting back, trying their best, but getting back this, getting in line because it's looking out somewhere else. Watching about that church that just went out into chaos. But the front ones never. The back ones, just two or three of them, was kind of stepped out a little bit to the right-hand side and looked like it was trying to get back in line as they went by. As this passed me, old forester at the wall passed me. And I was standing there, and then I just seen it all move out and leave. But you notice, the church only came into view once, each nation, the church, but the bride come in twice. See? See what it was? Now, not knowing it, but look at it with my message this morning. Not knowing that. See? The seed fell in the ground at Nicaea. That was the original seed. And she's come through the process of these denominations, which only comes in existence once. But the bride returns back again in the last days. I will restore. See? The masterpiece is brought up. That's the reason she was in view, reviewed the second time. She was reviewed the first time. And she was reviewed the second time, and she's perfectly the second time like she was the first time. Oh, God. Have mercy. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Life, get in the green right quick.